You're listening to Dystopia Radio, presenting radio plays of the future with warnings. As I prepare these shows, I look at the dates and everything, and the bulk of these radio shows were written and presented and aired on radio in the 30s and 40s, and some into the 50s. But the bulk was the after the beginning of World War II, and at the time the world was at a experienced a devastating war, economic problems all over the world, economic depression, and people were terrified. And radio stepped up. These radio shows provided them comfort and a little bit of release and ease of their troubles, of our grandparents, and in some cases, great-grandparents, and some of us, great-great-grandparents. So I'm preparing these shows. I'm looking at these dates, and I'm thinking, radio has done it once again. These same shows that were aired back then have given us a connection with our relatives, because right now, the pandemic and the economic situation, people are terrified. People are scared, but they can sit back and they can listen to these radio shows, and just for 30 minutes to an hour, they can just forget about their problems and delve into the world of radio. So please visit www.mpir-otr.com. That's mpir-otr.com. And on the menu selection, select the donations and support menu item. A PayPal donation of $5, $10, $20, $50 or more will go a long way to pay for the operating costs in presenting these shows. But more importantly, for those who are unable to send a donation, you're helping your fellow man out. You're giving somebody a chance to forget about their troubles, forget about the problems in the world, and just delve into and relax with some outstanding radio entertainment. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. I thank you, and your fellow listeners thank you too.
Fahrenheit 451. The temperature at which book paper catches fire and burns.
Hello?
Hello. You're our new neighbor, aren't you?
Yes. And you must be the fireman.
How did you know?
Well, the salamander on your arm and the phoenix disc on your chest.
I see.
I'd have known it with my eyes shut.
What? The smell of the kerosene? My wife always complains. You never wash it off completely.
No, you don't.
Kerosene is nothing but perfume to me.
Does it seem like that? Really?
Of course. Why not?
I don't know. Do you mind if I walk back with you? I'm Clarice McClellan.
Clarice? Guy Montag. Come on along. What are you doing out so late, wandering around? How old are you?
Well, I'm 17, and I'm crazy. My uncle says the two always go together. When people ask your age, always say 17 and insane. Isn't it a nice time of night to walk? I like to smell things and look at things. And sometimes I stay up all night, walking and watching the sunrise. You know, I'm not afraid of you at all.
Why should you be?
So many people are. Afraid of firemen, I mean. But you're just a man, after all. Do you mind if I ask? How long have you been a fireman?
Oh, since I was 20. 10 years ago.
Do you ever read any of the books you burn?
No, that's against the law.
Oh, of course.
Well, it's fine work. Monday, burn Millet. Wednesday, Whitman. Friday, Faulkner. Burn them to ashes, then burn the ashes. That's our official slogan.
Is it true that long ago firemen put fires out instead of going to start them?
No. No, houses have always been fireproof. Take my word for it.
Strange. I heard once that long time ago, houses used to burn by accident, and they needed firemen to stop the flames. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Why?
Well, you laugh when I haven't been funny, and you answer right off. You never stop to think what I ask you.
You are an odd one. Haven't you any respect?
Have you ever watched the jet cars racing on the boulevards down that way?
You're changing the subject.
I sometimes think drivers don't know what grass is, or flowers, because they never see them slowly. If you showed a driver a green blur, oh yes, he'd say, that's grass. A pink blur, that's a rose garden. White blurs are houses. Brown blurs are cows. My uncle drove slowly on a highway once. He drove 40 miles an hour, and they jailed him for 2 days. Isn't that funny? And sad, too.
You think too many things.
Well, I rarely watch the parlor walls or go to the races or fun parks. So I guess I've lots of time for crazy thoughts. Have you seen the 200-foot-long billboards in the country beyond town? Did you know that once billboards were 20 feet long? But the cars started rushing by so quickly that they had to stretch the advertising out so that it would last.
Huh. I never thought of that.
Bet I know something else you don't know. There's dew on the grass in the morning. And if you look, there's a man in the moon. Well, this is my house.
Yes. What's going on? Why are all those lights on?
Oh, it's just my parents and my uncle sitting around talking. It's like being a pedestrian, only rarer. My uncle was arrested another time, did I tell you? For being a pedestrian. Oh, we're most peculiar.
Now, your uncle must be a remarkable man.
Oh, he is. He certainly is. Well, good night. Are you happy?
Am I what? Mildred.
Yeah, you've got to clean him out both ways. No use getting the stomach if you don't clean the blood. That stuff in the blood, and the blood hits the brain like a mallet. Bang! A couple of thousand times, and the brain just gives up. Just quits.
Stop it.
I was just saying.
Are you done?
Yep. That's $50.
Well, first, why don't you tell me if she'll be all right?
Sure, she'll be okay.
You're not an M.D. Why didn't they send an M.D. from emergency?
Hell, we get these suicides 9 or 10 a night. Got so many, starting a few years ago, we had these official machines built. Pump them out, and that's it. You don't need an M.D. in a case like this. All you need is 2 handymen. Clear up the problem in 30 minutes. Look, we gotta go. Just had another call on the old ear thimble. 10 blocks from here. Call us if you need us again. Keep her quiet. We've got a contraceptive in her, and she'll wake up hungry. So long.
Clarice. Mildred. The uncle. The fire. The tablets. I don't know anything anymore.
I don't know why I should be so hungry.
You...
I'm hungry.
Last night...
What about last night?
Don't you remember?
What? Did we have a wild party or something?
Oh, I feel like a hangover.
You took all the pills in your bottle last night.
I wouldn't do a thing like that. Why would I do a thing like that?
I don't know.
I didn't do that. Never in a billion years.
All right, if you say so. What's on this afternoon?
Well, the play comes on the wall-to-wall circuit in 10 minutes. They mailed me my part this morning. I sent in some box tops. They write the script with one part missing. It's a new idea. The homemaker, that's me, is the missing part. When it comes time for the missing lines, they all look at me out of the three walls and I say the lines. Here, for instance, the man says, "What do you think of this whole idea, Helen?" And he looks at me sitting here center stage, see? And I say, "I think that's fine." And then they all go on with the play until he says, "Do you agree to that, Helen?" And I say, "I sure do." Isn't that fun, Guy?
What's the play about?
Well, I just told you. There are these people named Bob and Ruth and Helen.
Oh.
It's really fun. It'll be even more fun when we can afford to have the fourth wall installed. How long you figure before we save up and get the fourth wall torn out and the fourth wall TV put in? It's only $2,000.
Well, that's one-third of my yearly pay.
It's only $2,000. Oh, we could do without a few things.
We're already doing without a few things to pay for the third wall. We put it in only 2 months ago, remember?
Is that all it was? Well, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. Well, does it have a happy ending?
I haven't read that far.
Montag?
It doesn't like me.
What? The hound? Come off it. It doesn't like or dislike. It just functions. Like a lesson in ballistics. It has a trajectory we decide on for it. It follows through. It targets itself, homes itself, and cuts off. It's only copper wire, storage, batteries, and electricity.
Its calculators can be set to any combination. So many amino acids, so much sulfur, so much butterfat and alkaline, right?
We all know that.
Well, all of these chemical balances and percentages on all of us here are recorded in the master file downstairs. It would be easy for someone to set up a partial combination on the hound's memory. A touch of amino acids, perhaps.
Hell, who would do a thing like that? You haven't any enemies here, Montag?
None that I know of.
We'll have the hound checked by our technicians tomorrow.
This isn't the first time it's threatened me. Last month it happened twice.
You got a guilty conscience about something?
I have been thinking. About the fire last week. About the man whose library we fixed. What happened to him?
They took him screaming off to the asylum.
He wasn't insane?
Any man's insane who thinks he can fool the government and us.
Was it always like this? The firehouse, our work... I mean, well, once upon a time.
Once upon a time? What kind of talk is that?
I mean, in the old days, before homes were completely fireproofed. Didn't firemen prevent fires rather than stoke them up and get them going?
That's rich. Here, you know the rule book in the history of firemen of America, don't you? Established 1790 to burn English-influenced books in the colonies. First fireman, Benjamin Franklin. Rule one, answer the alarm quickly. Rule two, start the fire swiftly. Rule three, burn everything. Rule four, report back to firehouse immediately. Rule five, stand alert for other alarms. Montag, you forgot your helmet. Okay, where are they?
Play the man, Master Ridley. We shall this day light such a candle by God's grace in England as I trust shall never be put out.
Enough of that. Where are they?
You know where they are or you wouldn't be here.
Okay, you're right. Here's the card. Have reason to suspect attic, number 11, Elm City, EB.
That should be Mrs. Blake, my neighbor.
All right, men. Let's get them. Here they come, tumbling down.
Like to read this?
Time has fallen asleep in the afternoon sunshine.
Montag, up here.
Time has fallen...
Montag, don't stand there, idiot. Kerosene. Come on, woman.
You can't have my books.
You know the law. Where's your common sense? None of those books agree with each other. You've been locked up here for years with a regular Tower of Babel. Snap out of it. The people in those books never lived. Come on now.
No.
The whole house is going up. Okay.
You're not leaving her here.
She won't come.
Well, force her then.
We're due back at the house. Besides, these fanatics always try suicide. The pattern's familiar.
You can come with me.
No. No. Thank you, anyway.
I'm counting to ten. One, two.
Go on while
three,
you can.
Four.
Please come.
Five.
I want to stay here.
Six.
You can stop counting. I have my own matches.
Let's go. Let's go, Montag.
Master Ridley.
What?
She said, Master Ridley. She said some crazy thing when we came in the door. Play the man, she said. Master Ridley, something, something, something.
A man named Latimer said that to a man named Nicholas Ridley as they were being burnt alive at Oxford for heresy on October 16, 1555. I'm full of bits and pieces. Most fire captains have to be. Watch it, Stoneman! Damn, you're gone right by our turn.
Millie?
What?
I didn't mean to wake you. What I want to know is...
Well?
When did we meet?
When did we meet for what?
I mean originally. The first time we ever met. Where was it and when?
Oh, it was at... I don't know.
Can't you remember?
Well, it's been so long.
Only 10 years, that's all. Only 10.
Well, don't get excited. I'm trying to think. Funny. How funny not to remember where or when you met your husband or wife.
Mildred, do you know that girl I was telling you about?
What girl?
The girl next door.
What girl next door?
You know, the high school girl. Clarice, her name is.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen her for a few days. Have you seen her?
No.
I meant to talk to you about her. Strange.
Oh, I know the one you mean. I meant to tell you. Forgot.
What is it?
I think she's gone.
Gone?
The whole family moved out somewhere. But she's gone for good. I think she's dead.
No, we couldn't be talking about the same girl.
No, the same girl. McClellan. McClellan. Run over by a car 4 days ago. I'm not sure. But I think she's dead. The family moved out anyway. I don't know. But I think she's dead.
You're not sure of it?
No, not sure. Pretty sure.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Forgot.
4 days ago?
I forgot all about it.
4 days ago.
Good night. You can't be sick.
I've got the chills. Fever, I think. Will you bring me aspirin and water?
You've got to get up. It's noon. You slept 5 hours later than usual.
What about the aspirin?
You've never been sick before.
Oh, I'm sick now. I'm not going to work tonight. Call Captain Beatty for me.
You acted funny last night. Did something happen?
Fire, that's all.
Oh.
We burned an old woman with her books.
Well? You don't expect me to call Captain Beatty, do you?
You must.
Don't shout.
I wasn't shouting. I can't call him. I can't tell him I'm sick.
Why?
Mildred, how would it be if... Well, maybe I quit my job a while.
You want to give up everything? After all these years of working, because one night some woman and her books...
You weren't there. You didn't see. There must be something in books. Things we can't imagine to make a woman stay in a burning house. There must be something there. You don't stay for nothing.
She was simple-minded.
You ever see a burned house? It smolders for days. Well, this fire will last me the rest of my life. God, I've been trying to put it out in my mind all night. I'm crazy with trying.
You should have thought of that before becoming a fireman.
Thought? Was I given a choice? My grandfather and father were firemen. In my sleep, I ran after them.
This is the day you go on the early shift. You should have gone 2 hours ago. I just noticed.
It's not just the woman that died. Last night, I thought about all the kerosene I've used in the past 10 years. And I thought about books. A man had to think them up. A man had to take a long time to put them down on paper. And I'd never even thought of that before.
Let me alone. I didn't do anything.
Let you alone?
Oh, well, now
that's all very well, but how can
it.
I leave myself
Outside
alone?
Of the house. Look, who's there?
I don't care.
There's a Phoenix car just drove up, and a man in a black shirt with an orange snake stitched on his arm coming up the front walk.
Captain Beatty?
Well, I'm going to watch the family in a few minutes.
Let him in, will you? Tell him I'm sick.
Tell him yourself.
Just thought I'd come by and see how the sick man is.
How did you know?
Oh, I've seen it all. You're going to call for a night off. But take the night off. When will you be well?
Tomorrow. The next day, maybe. First of the week.
Every fireman sooner or later hits this. They only need understanding to know how the wheels run. Need to know the history of our profession. They don't feed it to rookies like they used to. Damn shame. I'll let you in on it. When did it all start, you ask, this job of ours? How did it come about? Where? When? Well, I'd say it really got started round about a thing called the Civil War, even though our rule book claims it was founded earlier. The fact is, we didn't get along well until photography came into its own. Then motion pictures in the early 20th century. Radio, television, things began to have mass. And because they had mass, they became simpler. Classics cut to fit 15-minute radio shows, then cut again to fill a 2-minute book column, winding up at last as a 10 or 12-line dictionary resume. School is shortened. Discipline relaxed. Life is immediate. The job counts. Pleasure lies all about after work. Why learn anything save pressing buttons, pulling switches, fitting nuts and bolts?
Let me fix your pillow.
No. The zipper displaces the button, and a man lacks just that much time to think while dressing at dawn. A philosophical hour, and thus a melancholy hour. You like bowling, don't you, Montag?
Bowling? Yes.
And golf?
Golf is a fine game.
Basketball, billiards, football, hockey?
The fine games, all of them.
More sports for everyone. Group, spirit, fun. And you don't have to think, eh? Organize and organize and super organize super sports, eh?
Here, let me...
Now get away.
Life becomes one big pratfall, Montag. Everything bang, boff, and wow.
Wow.
For God's sake, let me be.
What's this here?
Now sit down. We're talking. Isn't the family on yet?
Okay. Okay, guys.
Now, let's take up the minorities in our civilization, shall we? Bigger the population, the more minorities. Don't step on the toes of the dog lovers, the cat lovers, doctors, lawyers, merchants, chiefs, Mormons, Baptists, second-generation Chinese, Swedes, Italians, people from Oregon, people from Mexico. The people in this book, this play, this TV serial are not meant to represent any actual painters, cartographers, mechanics, anywhere. The bigger your market, Montag, the less you handle controversy. Remember that. All the minor minorities with their navels to be kept clean. Authors full of evil thoughts, lock up your typewriters. They did. Magazines became a nice blend of vanilla tapioca. It didn't come from the government down. There was no dictum, no declaration, no censorship to start with, no. Technology, mass exploitation, and minority pressure carried the trick, thank God.
Yes, but what about the firemen then?
Ah, what more easily explained and natural? With school, turning out more runners, jumpers, racers, grabbers, snatchers, and flyers, instead of examiners, critics, knowers, and imaginative creators, the word intellectual, of course, became the swear word it deserved to be. You always dread the unfamiliar. Surely you remember the boy in your own school class who was exceptionally bright. Did most of the reciting and answering while the others sat like so many leaden idols, hating him. And wasn't it this bright boy you selected for beatings and tortures after hours? Of course it was. We must all be alike. Not everyone born free and equal, as the Constitution says, but everyone made equal. each man the image of every other. Then all are happy, for there are no mountains to make them cower to judge themselves against. So, a book is a loaded gun in the house next door. Burn it. Take the shot from the weapon. Breach man's mind. Who knows who might be the target of the well-read man? Me? I won't stomach them for a minute. And so, when houses were finally fireproofed completely all over the world, there was no longer need of firemen for the old purposes. They were given the new job as custodians of our peace of mind, the focus of our understandable and rightful dread of being inferior. Official censors, judges, and executors. That's you, Montag, and that's me.
I see.
You see, colored people don't like Little Black Sambo. Burn it. White people don't feel good about Uncle Tom's Cabin. Burn it. Someone's written a book on tobacco and cancer of the lungs. The cigarette people are weeping. Burn the book. Serenity, Montag. Peace, Montag. Take your fight outside. Better yet, into the incinerator. 10 minutes after death, a man's a speck of black dust. Burn all. Burn everything. Fire is bright and fire is clean.
There was a girl next door. She's gone now, I think. Dead. I can't even remember her face. But she was different. How did she happen?
The girl? She was a time bomb. She didn't want to know how a thing was done, but why. Well, that can be embarrassing. You ask why to a lot of things and you wind up very unhappy indeed if you keep at it. The poor girl's better off dead.
She is dead, then.
Look, I must be going. Lecture's over. I hope I've clarified things. The important thing, Montag, is we're the happiness boys. The Dixie duo, you and I and the others. We stand against the small tide of those who want to make everyone unhappy with conflicting theory and thought. We have our fingers in the dike. Hold steady. Don't let the torrent of melancholy and drear philosophy drown our world. We depend on you. I don't think you realize how important you are. We are to our happy world as it stands now.
Yes.
Oh, one last thing, Montag. At least once in his career, every fireman gets an itch. What do the books say, he wonders. Oh, to scratch that itch, eh? Well, Montag, take my word for it. I've had to read a few in my time to know what I was about, and the books say nothing. Nothing you can teach or believe. They're about non-existent people, figments of imagination if they're fiction, and if they're non-fiction, it's worse. One professor calling another an idiot, one philosopher screaming down another's gullet. All of them running about, putting out the stars and extinguishing the sun. You come away lost.
Well, then, what if a fireman accidentally, really not intending anything, takes a book home with him?
A natural error. Curiosity alone. We don't get over-anxious or mad. We let the fireman keep the book 24 hours. If he hasn't burned it by then, we simply come and burn it for him.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Montag, will you take another later shift today? Will we see you tonight, perhaps?
I don't know.
What?
I'll be in later. Millie, I have something I want you to see. Something I've put away and hid during the past year. Now and again, once in a while. Now, I didn't know why, but I did it, and I never told you.
Guy!
Yes, I hid them up here behind the grill of the air conditioning system.
Guy! Guy!
No, Millie, no, now
no,
wait!
No, Guy.
Stop it, will you?
Oh,
you
Guy,
don't know, now stop it! Millie, listen. Give me a second, will you? We can't do anything. We can't burn these. I want to look at them. At least look at them once. Then, if what the captain says is true, we'll burn them together. You must help me. We've got to start somewhere here, figuring out why we're in such a mess. We're heading right for the cliffs, Millie. God, I don't want to go over. Now, this isn't going to be easy. We haven't anything to go on, but maybe we can piece it out and figure it and help each other. I need you so much right now, I can't tell you. If you love me at all, you'll put up with this 24, 48 hours. That's all I ask. Then it'll be over. I promise. I swear. And if there is something here, just one little thing out of the whole mess of things, maybe we can pass it on to someone else.
Oh, God.
Oh, that woman the other night, Millie, you weren't there. You didn't see her face. And Clarice, you never talked to her. I talked to her. And men like Beatty are afraid of her. I can't understand it. Why should they be so afraid of someone like her?
He'll come in and burn us and the books. Guy. He's gone. Whoever he was, he's gone.
Yes. Now, let's see what this says.
No, Guy. I don't want to hear.
It is computed that 11,000 persons have at several times suffered death rather than submit to break their eggs at the smaller end.
What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. The captain was right. Shh. You hear that? You hear that, Guy? It's someone at the door. Oh. It's only a dog, that's what. Do you want me to shoot him away?
Let him stay where you are.
He's gone. Let's get back to work.
Damn it, don't kick those books around.
Books aren't people. My family on the parlor wall, they're people. They tell me things. I laugh, they laugh. And the colors.
Yes, I know.
And besides, if Captain Beatty knew about these books, he might come and burn the house and the family. That's awful. Think of our investment. Well, why should I read? What for? Howard?
Yes, ours.
Hello? Anne. Oh, Anne, how are you? Oh, yes. Yes, the White Clown's on tonight.
Stand up. You have the time sitting on a park bench.
Yes.
How?
Well, I'm a retired English professor. 40 years ago, my college, last liberal arts college, was shut down for lack of students.
Why did you start running when you saw us?
I was afraid.
That's a book you have under your coat. A book of poetry, isn't it?
I don't tell things, sir. I tell the meaning of things. I sit here and I know that I'm alive.
How many copies of the Bible are left in this country?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to know if there are any copies left at all.
Is this some sort of trap?
How many copies of Shakespeare and Plato?
None. You know as well as I do, none.
All right, Professor. Your address?
Here. My address. For your file.
Millie, look. This is the Old and New Testament.
Don't start that again.
Well, it might be the last copy in this part of the world.
You've got to hand it back tonight, don't you? Captain Beatty knows you've got it, doesn't he?
He doesn't know which book I stole. How do I choose a substitute? Do I turn in Jefferson? Thoreau? And which is least valuable? If I pick a substitute and Beatty does know which book I stole, he'll guess we have an entire library here.
See what you're doing? You'll ruin us. Who's more important, me or the Bible?
Sit down, Montag. Watch. Delicately, like the petals of a flower. Light the first page. Light the second page. Each becomes a black butterfly. Beautiful, eh? Light the third page from the second. And so on. Chain smoking, chapter by chapter, all the silly things the words mean, all the false promises, all the second-hand notions and time-worn philosophy. Eh?
There's only one thing to do. Sometime before tonight, when I give the book to Beatty, I've got to have a duplicate made.
You'll be here for the White Clown tonight, and the lady's coming over.
Millie?
What?
Millie, does the White Clown love you? Millie, does the family love you? Love you very much? Love you with all their heart and soul, Millie?
Why do you ask a silly question like that? If you see that dog outside, give him a kick for me.
Who is it? Fireman Montag out here.
What do you want?
Let me in.
I haven't done anything.
I'm alone, damn it.
You swear it?
I swear it.
I'm sorry. One has to be careful. That book, where did you get it?
I stole it.
You're brave.
No. My wife's dying. A friend of mine's already dead. Someone who may have been a friend was burnt less than 24 hours ago. You're the only one I knew might help me.
May I? It's been a long time. I'm not a religious man, but it's been a long time. Yes, it's as good as I remember. Lord, how they change it in our parlor these days. Christ is one of the family now. You often wonder if God recognizes his own son the way he dressed him up. He's a regular peppermint stick now, all sugar, crystal, and saccharine when he isn't making veiled references to certain commercial products that every worshipper absolutely needs. Do you know, books smell like nutmeg or some spice from a foreign land? I'd love to smell them when I was a little boy. Lord, there were a lot of lovely books once, before we let them go. Mr. Mondag, you are looking at a coward. I saw the way things were going a long time back. I said nothing. Now it's too late. Well, suppose you tell me why you came here.
Nobody listens anymore. I can't talk to the walls because they're yelling at me. I can't talk to my wife. She listens to the walls. I just want someone to hear what I have to say. And maybe if I talk long enough, it'll make sense. And I want you to teach me to understand what I read.
How did you get shaken up? What knocked the torch out of your hands?
I don't know. We have everything we need to be happy, but we aren't happy. Something's missing. I looked around. The only thing I positively knew was gone was the books I'd burned in 10, 12 years. So I thought books might help.
You're a hopeless romantic. It would be fun if it were not so serious. It's not books you need, it's some of the things that once were in books. The same things could be in the parlor families today. The same infinite detail and awareness could be projected through the radio and televisors, but they're not. No, it's not books at all that you're looking for. You take it where you can find it. The old phonograph records, old motion pictures, and old friends. Look for it in nature, and look for it in yourself.
This afternoon I thought that if it turned out that books were worthwhile, we might get a press and print some extra copies.
We?
You and I.
Oh, no.
But let me tell you my plan.
If you insist on telling me, I must ask you to leave.
No, but aren't you interested?
Not if you start talking the sort of talk that might get me burnt for my trouble. Now, if you were to suggest that we print extra books and arrange to have them hidden in firemen's houses all over the country so that seeds of suspicion would be sown among these arsonists, bravo, I'd say.
Plant the books. Turn in an alarm and see the firemen's houses burn. Is that what you mean?
I was only joking.
If you thought it would be a plan worth trying, I'd have to take your word it would help. Well?
You're absolutely serious?
Absolutely.
It's an insidious plan. The salamander devours his tail. Oh, God.
I've a list of firemen's residences everywhere, with some sort of underground...
Can't trust people. That's the dirty part. You and I, and who else will set the fires?
Well, aren't there professors like yourself, former writers, historians, linguists?
But that would just nibble the edges. Can you dance faster than the White Clown, shout louder than Mr. Gimmick and the Parlor families? If you can, you'll win your way, Montag. In any event, you're a fool. People are having fun.
Then you don't care anymore.
I care so much, I'm sick.
And you won't help me.
I'm too tired. Good night.
Would you like to own this Bible?
Stop! Stop! I give my right arm. All right, what do you want?
I need you to teach me.
All right, all right.
I've tried to remember things. I've been learning verses from a book called Ecclesiastes. But hell, they're gone when I turn my head. God, how I want something to say to the captain. He's read enough so he has all the answers, or he seems to have. His voice is like butter. I'm afraid he'll talk me back the way I was. Only a week ago, pumping a kerosene hose, I thought, God, this really is fun.
Those who don't build must burn. It's as old as history and juvenile delinquency. Montag.
Yes?
What's this? I've had this little item ready for months, but I almost let it go. I was so afraid.
It looks like a seashell radio.
And something more. It listens. Now, if you put it into your ear, Montag, I can sit comfortably at home, warming my frightened bones, and hear and analyze the fireman's world, find its weaknesses without danger. I'm the queen bee, safe in the hive. You will be the drone, the traveling ear. You will be Montag plus Faber, fire plus water. Then, one day, after everything is mixed and simmered and worked away in silences, there will be neither fire nor water, but wine. Go ahead. Put it into your ear.
Montag.
I hear you.
Go to the firehouse when it's time. I'll be with you. And you'll take us both in. And you'll try to judge these things and make your decision which way to jump or fall. But make it your decision, not mine and not the captain's. But remember that the captain belongs to the most dangerous enemy of truth and freedom. A solid, unmoving cattle of the majority. God, the terrible tyranny of the majority.
Good night, Professor.
Not good night. I'll be with you the rest of the night. Vinegar and gnat tickling your ear when you need me. But good night and good luck anyway.
Well, here comes a very strange beast which in all tongues is called a fool. Give me the book. That's a good place for it, the trash can. Well, the crisis is past and all is well. The sheep returns to the fold. We're all sheep who've strayed at times. Truth is truth to the end of reckoning, we've cried. They're never alone that are accompanied with noble thoughts, we've shouted to ourselves. Sweet food of sweetly uttered knowledge, Sir Philip Sidney said. But on the other hand, words are like leaves, and where they most abound, much fruit of sense beneath is rarely found, Alexander Pope. What do you think of that, Montag?
I don't know.
Or this, a little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep or taste not the Pierian spring. Their shallow drops intoxicate the brain, and drinking largely sobers us again. Pope, same essay. Where does that put you? I'll tell you. That made you for a little while a drunkard. Read a few lines and off you go over the cliff. Bang, you're ready to blow up the world, chop off heads, knock down women and children, destroy authority. I know, I've been through it all.
I'm all right.
He's trying to confuse you. He's slippery. Watch out.
Well, you come back just in time, Montag. Now, let's see where we're off to. So, Montag doesn't look well. I'd hate to think he was coming down with another fever.
I'll be all right.
Oh, this is a special case.
Come on, jump on it.
What is there about fire that's so lovely? No matter what age we are, what draws us to it? It's perpetual motion, the thing man wanted to invent but never did. If you let it go on, it'd burn our lifetimes out. Something the matter, Montag?
Why, we stopped in front of my house. Mildred. Mildred, wait. Mildred, come back!
Stay where you are, Montag.
Montag, this is Faber. Do you hear me? What's happening?
This is happening to me.
What a dreadful surprise. For everyone nowadays knows absolutely as certain that nothing will ever happen to him. Others die, he goes on. There are no consequences and no responsibilities, except that there are, but let's not talk about them, eh? By the time the consequences catch up with you, it's too late, isn't it, Montag?
Montag, can you get away? Run?
What is fire? It's a mystery. Scientists give us gobbledygook about friction and molecules, but they don't really know. Its real beauty is that it destroys responsibility and consequences. A problem gets too burdensome, then into the furnace with it. Now, Montag, you're a burden. And fire will lift you up my shoulders, clean, quick, sure, nothing to rot later. Antibiotic, aesthetic, practical.
Mildred.
Yes, Mildred. I want you to do this job all by your lonesome, Montag. Not with kerosene and a match, but piecework, with a flamethrower. Your house, your cleanup.
Montag, can't you run, get away?
No, the hound.
Yeah, the hound's somewhere about the neighborhood, so don't try anything. Ready? Ready? Fire.
Montag!
When you're quite finished, you're under arrest. Hey, what's this? Oh, well, a little green bullet, and it came out of your ear. Well, so there's more here than I thought. I saw you tilt your head, listening. Yeah, well, we'll drop this on your friend.
No.
Well, that's one way to get an audience. Hold a gun on a man and force him to listen to your speech. Speech away. What'll it be this time? Why don't you belt Shakespeare at me, you fumbling snob? There is no terror, Cassius, in your threats, for I am armed so strong in honesty that they pass by me as an idle wind which I respect not. How's that? Go ahead now, you second-hand literateur. Pull the trigger.
We never burn right.
Hand it over, Montag. Hand over the flamethrower.
Police alert. Wanted, fugitive in city, has committed murder and crime against the state. Name, Montag. Occupation, fireman. Last seen. Watch for a man running. Watch for the running man. Watch for a man alone, on foot. Watch.
Faber, I've been a fool all down the line. I can't stay long. I'm on my way, God knows where.
You were a fool about the right things. I thought you were dead. The audio capsule I gave you.
No, it burnt.
I heard the captain talking to you, and suddenly there was nothing.
Well, the captain's dead. I killed him with a flamethrower. My God, how did this happen? It was only the other night everything was fine, and the next thing I know, I'm drowning. How many times can a man go down and still be alive? I can't breathe. There's Beatty dead, and he was my friend once. And there's Millie gone, and I thought she was my wife, but now I don't know. And the house all burnt. And my job gone and myself on the run. And I planted a book in a fireman's house on the way. Good Christ, the things I've done in a single week.
You did what you had to do. It was coming on for a long time.
Yes, I believe that. If there's nothing else in this, I honestly believe that. It's as if I was saving something up. I went round doing one thing and feeling another. God, it was all there. It's a wonder it didn't show on me like that.
What are your plans?
To keep running.
You know that the war's on.
Yes, I heard. God, isn't it funny? It seems so remote because we have our own troubles. I haven't had time to think. I want this $100 to stay with you. Use it in any way that'll help when I'm gone.
Yes, but
I might be dead by noon. Use this.
Now, look. You'd better head for the river if you can. Follow along it. And if you can, get the old railroad line going out into the country and follow them. I've heard there are still hobo camps all across the country here and there. Walking camps, they call them. If you keep walking far enough and keep an eye peeled, they say there's lots of old Harvard degrees on the tracks between here and Los Angeles. Most of them are wanted and hunted in the cities. And they survive, I guess. I guess the government's never considered them a great enough danger to go in and track them down. Now, you might hold up with them for a while. I'm leaving on the 5 a.m. bus to St. Louis this morning myself. I'm getting out into the open for good. This money will be put to good use.
I'd better run. I'm sorry about this.
About what? Me? My house? I deserve everything. Now, run, for God's sake. Perhaps I can delay them here.
No, wait. There's no use you being discovered. When I leave, burn the spread of this bed that I touched. Burn the chair in the living room, in your wall incinerator. Wipe down the furniture with alcohol. Wipe the doorknobs. Burn the throw rug in the parlor. Turn on the air conditioning on full in all the rooms, and spray with moth spray if you have it. Then turn on your lawn sprinklers as high as they'll go and hose off the sidewalks. With any luck at all, we can kill the trail in here anyway.
I'll get into it. Good luck.
One last thing. Quick. A suitcase. Get it? Fill it with your dirtiest clothes. An old suit. The dirtier the better. A shirt. Some old sneakers and socks. And some whiskey. Douse the suitcase with whiskey.
To keep the ancient odors of Mr. Faber in, of course.
Now, we don't want that hound picking up two odors at once. May I take this whiskey? I'll need it later. And goodbye.
Police suggest entire population in the Elm Terrace area do as follows. Everyone in every house, in every street, open a front or rear door or look from the window. The fugitive cannot escape if everyone in the next minute looks from his house. Ready? At the count of ten now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're welcome here, Montague. My name's Granger.
You know my name.
We've watched the chase on TV. Figured you'd wind up south along the river. And we heard you plunging around out in the forest like a drunken elk. We didn't hide as we usually do. We figured you were in the river when the helicopter camera swung back in over the city. Welcome back from the dead. You might as well know all of us now. This is Fred Clement, former occupant of the Thomas Hardy chair at Cambridge in the years before it became an atomic engineering school. This other is Dr. Simmons from UCLA, specialist in Oriental philosophy. Reverend Padder right here gave a few lectures 30 years ago and lost his flock between one Sunday and the next for his views. Myself, I wrote a book called The Fingers in the Glove, The Proper Relationship Between the Individual and Society. Welcome, Montag. Welcome here in the woods. Welcome here by the fire.
I don't belong with you. I've been an idiot all the way.
Yeah, we're used to that. You want to join us, Montag?
Yes.
What have you to offer?
Nothing. I thought I had part of the Book of Ecclesiastes and maybe a little of Revelation, but I haven't even that now.
Well, the Book of Ecclesiastes would be fine. Where was it?
Here. In my head. What's wrong? Isn't that all right?
All right. I want you to meet Jonathan Swift, the author of that evil political book, Gulliver's Travels. This is Schopenhauer. And this one here at my elbow is Mr. Albert Schweitzer. Here we all are, Montag. Aristophanes and Confucius and Thomas Love Peacock and Thomas Jefferson. We also have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're book burners, too. We read the books, memorized, then burnt them. Well, microfilming didn't pay off. We're always traveling. We didn't want to bury the film and come back later. Always the chance of discovery. Better to keep it in the old head where no one can see it. There were bones on the outside, libraries inside. But don't judge a book by its cover. Right now, we have a horrible job. We're waiting for the war to begin and as quickly end. It's not pleasant, but and we're not in control. We're the odd minority crying in the wilderness. When the war is over, perhaps we can be of some use in the world. Look, listen.
It began. The war. It began.
It's flat. From here, the city looks like a heap of baking powder.
It's gone.
Phoenix.
What?
Now, there was a silly damn bird called a phoenix back before Christ. Every few hundred years, he built a pyre and burnt himself up. He must have been first cousin to man. But every time he burnt himself up, he sprang out of the ashes. He got himself born all over again. And it looks like we're doing the same thing.
Over and over.
But we've got one damn thing the phoenix never had. We know that damn silly thing we just did. We know all the damn silly things we've done for 1,000 years. So we pick up a few more people that remember every generation. Oh, now let's get on upstream, Montag. And hold on to one thought. We're not important. We're not anything. But someday, the load we're carrying with us might help someone. Our job is just to remember. And that's where we'll win in the long run. And someday, we'll remember so much that we'll build the biggest damn steam shovel in history and dig the biggest grave of all time and shove war in and cover it up. But come on now. We're going to go and build a mirror factory first and put out nothing but mirrors for the next year. I take a long look in them.
And he showed me a pure river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
And on either side
of the river
was there a tree of
life,
which bore 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
CBC Stage has presented Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451 in adaptation by Otto Lowy. In the cast, Neil Daynard played Montauk. Ellen Scarf played the fire captain. With Linda Sorensen, Sharon Kirk, Peter Howard, Dorothy Davies, Merv Camponi, Derek Ralston, and Annie Scarf. Sound, Lars Eastholm. Technical, Bob Spence. Fahrenheit 451 was produced by the CBC in Vancouver under the direction of Don Mowat.